Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. I've entitled today's message, Believers versus Unbelievers. It seems that almost at every season there is a conflict of team against team, city against city, political opponents against other political opponents. There's always a conflict going on. In the tiny book of Titus, Paul writes to his son in the face, Titus, about a conflict between believers and unbelievers. And he says, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. You know, we see in these words a picture of what we have in our society. It seems like day after day things become more putrid and totally beyond our comprehension that such things could be allowed to exist. But where sin exists, we know and are told in Scripture, God's Word is even more true and faithful. And he says that here, Paul does, to Titus, that to the pure, everything is pure. Why? How can that be? Well, it's that purity of purpose in the life of the believer shows that God is in control. And whether we live or whether we die, whether we suffer or whether we experience ease in our life, God is in control. He is the one that develops things for us and with us and in us and through us. And as believers, we need to have a standing that is different from the world. There's a conflict going on, and people need to see something in us that draws them closer to the Lord, that even as they live a life that is unbelieving, they will be touched by it. I use myself as an example, and sometimes I feel like there's pride, but believe me, I do not want it to be pride. It's just what happens. Across the years of my life, it seems that I have been thrust into a crowd many times of totally unbelieving and wicked people. And in the midst of that, the Lord has had me be who I am, a believer, first and foremost, and at all times. And I know that from time to time I've asked the people that I have been with, these unbelievers, these derelicts almost, why do you want to be with me? And the comment that they have made is, you don't just preach at us, you live before us. And that's a humbling experience to have someone make that comment. It puts pressure on a person. It says, people are watching what you do rather than listening to what you say. Someone has said, I hear more by what I see you do than I do by what you say. You know, it's easy to say words, but people see actions. They want a life that is lived in such a way that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are true and undefiled before the Lord. I pray that we might be believers that show unbelievers what it really means to be children of the Most High God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us a life that is above anything that this world can ever offer. We already have passed from death into life because we have received you as our personal Savior and Lord. And I pray, Lord, as we live for you, that there might be an excitement in our life and in our heart to be the kind of people that you want us to be. Let all that we do and all that we say be done for your honor and glory. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.